47
in Chavanish Ruasa. Means that he learns from his Rebbe with good attention and tries in the doctor to get it perfectly clear. This is part of the concept of Kovod HaTorah also, appreciating the Torah. You realize that when the Rebbe is saying something, sometimes the person, as Rebbe says something, oh, I heard that before. Because the person is not a doctor. He doesn't realize that the Rebbe didn't say exactly the same thing before. Rebbe talking about Mikofen. No, he spoke about Mikofen before. Now he's talking about more specific Nekuda. Even he spoke about this Nekuda, generally speaking, Rebbe doesn't repeat himself exactly. He's adding a certain Yidua in the Lita. There was a famous Rosh Yeshiva, Bov Ver Lidlitz. Bov Ver, in the Matthews, Lidzov of his Torah. He used to say Shir, and then he said the second time, he said with Ner Hezbeh, explain it better. The average Bov cannot differentiate between the first Shir and the second Shir. All the time, even though very close, understood what he meant when he said he's explaining it more the second time, because it's fine tuning it. And that's the way we're Makshav Torah, when we hear Torah from Rebbe. We have Makavish most to make sure, and Rav by himself, he writes a whole complicated, sophisticated, deep Tzvatar on two words that Chaim or this girl would say. So that's part of our thing. So Makavish most to realize that every word of the Torah is something to think about, to clarify. Other than it's not clear, as we said before, it's Makim Israel, the question is, and the Kanavi sometimes become even more clear. So, these are all part of the Kinyanei Torah. Like we said, just learning Torah is wonderful, but if you really want to change yourself and that's the practice of Torah, you have to have all these other Kinyanei. The last Kinyan is Ha'im Dov L'Shem Oyim. It says things in the name of the person that you heard it from. It's part of this. Not taking credit for something that you don't, it's not yours, it's somebody else's. It's also part of the Torah is just for me to make myself more mechubed in the eyes of other people than better to say it in my own name. The Torah is something to give over the Torah, not another. It's not me, so the Torah is Hashem. So we have to say that a few times to hear the Torah Yafi, the Mashgiach. He always used to quote other people. He quoted people that were 50 years younger than him. Somebody asked him why. You see, I had his own position. So somebody once asked him, why are you always saying other people's Torah? You have your own position also. So he answered that everybody does what they enjoy. So some people enjoy saying their own Torah. I enjoy saying other people's Torah. Whatever the thing is, that's what he has to do. He says that that's the enjoyment of all the community. Tell you, that's an alim in the meter. Me, that needs to send the magic of the Fasodama, a lady that always.
Amen.